And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner, proudly brought to you by Teeling Irish Whiskey.
So it is, and so it was, and so it will be.
That's what it says on every bottle of Teeling.
Is that true?
No.
Damn it.
Now, welcome to the BFM studio, Stephen from Hancock's.
Bonjour, monsieur. Ça va?
Now, I'm new to Teeling Whiskey. Last week we had a blended Teeling Whiskey. Are there like multiple different types of Teeling Whiskey?
There are, yeah.
What's this one?
This one is a single grain whiskey.
You make the sound, it's not cocktail related.
Oh, it smells nice.
So last week you had a blend of grain and malt whiskey. This week we're having a grain whiskey, and if I remember, next week you'll have a malt whiskey.
Okay.
Guess who likes to smell stuff the most, eh? It's old John.
These guys have been in the game for a long time. It does say since 19...
Carry the four.
Since
quite a long
1782.
Time.
Okay.
That is a long time.
So, to be fair, there has been a whiskey making lineage in the Teeling family since then, but Teeling as a company started in 2012, and they built the distillery in Dublin in a park called Newmarket, funny enough.
I wonder if there's any of the, in 2014. Any of the kids in the families didn't want to do it at all. They're like, I want to get into commerce.
So the brothers who own it now, Jack and Stephen, they decided, they just cracked into the family tree, looked back through the years, found old Walter, and he was like, well, great, many, many greats. Grandpappy made whiskey, we're going to do the same.
You've got headphones on, mate, and somebody's calling, so we might as well...
Hello, you can play anything that you want to. It's at your fingertips.
Well, thank you very much, actually. Yeah. I feel much better about that.
Fantastic. It's good to know. Actually, that's we'll remember that for later on in the show when we're playing some music.
We're playing some music, yep.
Welcome to 95BFM, Stephen. You've been here before. Don't make that face.
It's a radio. What face are you talking about?
So Teeling Whiskey.
There's three bottles of stuff
it
here.
Smells good. What else? Where are we taking this Teeling Whiskey
so,
this evening?
So, Teeling Whiskey, single grain whiskey, 95% corn is in the whiskey. Whiskey is aged in Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon barrels.
Oh, okay. We all know that there is
Cab Sav,
nice,
as opposed to like Pinot, doesn't taste good.
Yeah, well, Pinot tastes very good. Thompson
do
whiskey.
You know what's rad? They would have tried all of them. They would have been like, there'll be some really buzzy barrels out there with tweaked out stuff.
Hard. So yeah, Napa Valley Cab Sav, and so we thought because of the little twist of the wine, we'd go with a cocktail that's got essentially two other wines in it. So a white port, which as you mentioned earlier, is basically a port that hasn't been in barrels, and then a rouge vermouth.
So that white port, you get that quite quick if you didn't have to put it in a barrel, right? Is that like you're kind of whipping up a gin, couple of days?
Yeah, cool whip.
Cool.
It smells weird, the white port. What am I... Not like weird good, weird bad. I'm just like, I don't know. I don't recognize the smell.
Are you afraid but a little bit excited?
Well, have a smell.
Normally he'd give the bottle to me, Will.
What do you think, Will? Come around here.
But this time he's given
don't
the bottle
to you. Don't make that
face,
Will. Put your pants back on, Will. What are you doing, Will? Leah?
Oh, it's got a fruity...
It smells kind of Japanese-y.
It's got a... Yeah, feeling that. It's kind of got a little rank vibe going on, though. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I'm getting a nod from Steven, so do you want to back up what you're saying, John? Or there's a fermenty vibe going on.
It smells a bit like sake, somehow.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Let's taste it.
We've got some white port, which is sitting at 20%.
I was about to say, what's the grunt of it? That's actually around a sake zone.
So they're both fortified whites. Basically, what you're looking at is grapes that have been fortified.
Same
with the brandy.
I love it how you bring it right on down to
there we go.
It's Dolan. So we've got some Dolan vermouth. Is that a port? No. Vermouth is different to port.
No, it's
classic.
Like, it's the best way to describe vermouth. Oh my days.
See, the Dolan vermouth smells delicious.
It is. It used to be a wine. It's been flavoured with wonderful herbs and spices and other magical, delectable properties. Back in the day, they used to use...
Was it a good wine in the first place, do you think? Or kind
probably
of like
not.
An average?
Yeah. No, not at all.
But good to me, though, probably.
But it's
That's
it's
definitely
not...
getting a ranky vibe going on.
No, it's all...
My nose
delicious.
Is weird today. Sorry.
Get out of here, mate.
I can't be on
when I say a good wine, it's like if you went down to the supermarket and bought some grapes and tried to make wine out of that.
Right.
The grapes they use to make this aren't good grapes for making wine, which makes it not a good wine, but very good grapes for making. Yeah. They used to make vermouth with wormwood, which is banned in many, many countries because it's psychedelic.
Go on. But what about this country? Is it?
It's what they used to put in absinthe for example.
Is it?
True story.
Yeah. This guy is going to come do Cocktail Corner for me next week.
Will's out looking for the psychedelic stuff, eh?
Okay, so is this going to be a shaken drink?
No, it's going to be probably a drink you've not seen before, which will be a little stirry-stirry, pori-pori.
Okay,
don't look right at me when you say
this. That is the creepiest laugh I've ever done.
Stirry-stirry, pori-pori.
Okay, so we're going to go with 40 mils. That's 40. Mm-hmm.
40 mil tealing.
That's one big thing, two big things.
It's going into on ice, no?
You're going in both sides of the shaker.
There's four drinks tonight.
But, like, how are you going to close it up?
He's not going to. It's a stir.
Okay, got you. I wasn't listening where you were, was I?
And we'll put a little bit.
Oh, to taste. Classic.
No, for well, each one of these is 30.
One for you and one for me.
But, yeah, it's not that much left in the bottle.
The tealing smells delicious, by the way.
It is. It's really, really good. So, it's made from corn. So, you get all those kind of weird popcorn, corn on the cob, on the barbecue kind of flavors going on. Mm. But then obviously the Cab Sav barrels as well gives it that real element of richness. So we're going in with 15 mils of Rouge Vermouth. That was Rouge. I'm not very good at French.
As in the Moulin?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you putting some more tealing in or do you want the white?
John, calm down on the tealing, dog. You love the tealing. We get it.
See, watching. I was just doing that to make sure he was paying attention.
Hey, what are you doing with the tealing? Are you going to... Do you need that? Yes, please.
So the white port.
White port. 50 mils of... 50 as well.
Mil of white port as well. Yeah.
But obviously I'm making two drinks in each one, so we're pretty fair. Now what we're going to do... We're going to get rid of this ice.
Is it easier making for four rather than three because the mass is a bit rounder?
Yeah.
Stoked.
So you've chilled the glasses.
2 plus 1 is free.
You've chilled the glasses. And so it's built. Stir.
And now...
I do love it when people read out what they're writing down. It's fun.
I have to write the recipe up.
What's great is because I've got the purchase point I've got here is looking at Stephen pulling ice out of a big brown box. So it's kind of, it just looks real buzzy to me.
You're a big brown box.
Get out. Get right out. Shucks. I think. Heaps of ice. Feels like almost like those Bostons are just bottomless.
I'm feeling quite confident that this is going to be delicious, by the way, guys. I'm just going to put that out there.
I always feel safe.
So we go for the pori pori, then
that's
we go for
even,
the stirry stirry.
Not a stir.
You've got a thingamajiggy thing in it as well.
Whoa.
So what I've done...
You've poured it all into one of the things.
Yeah, we're just going to pour it between each one. So what we're looking for here is not really diluting it. We just
Are you going back again?
Yeah.
He's going back and just pouring
it. We want to chill it down.
What would you describe this method of...
Pori-pori.
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 I'm going to Google that at some point, but... Pori-pori for now, just pencil in pori-pori.
I can promise you it's... can promise you it's not in the dictionary. we've got two halves of a Boston shaker. We've got ice in both sides, and we're pouring the liquid from one side to the other.
You're sort of feeding the birds.
There we go.
There you go.
This is a new technique that we've not seen on Cocktail Corner before.
You're going back again.
Pori-pori.
I've forgotten which one the ball's under kind of thing. I don't know where you started.
And for my next trick. And then a quick stirry-stirry with the tried and trusted BFM butter knife.
I sense a pattern emerging, by the way.
Yeah. I've just kind of given up on all official cocktail equipment. I'm just going to use butter knives from here on out.
Butter knife, butter
I'm feeling this is something you can do at home quite easily.
Oh, unbelievable. Amazingly. There's no essence of unicorns here. There's no...
There's no ice in the glass either. This is, looks
no,
like
no,
a...
No, this is why we chilled them earlier. First thing I did when it got in was chill said...
Do you know glass. What? This is one of those drinks that looks like you've just got heaps of straight alcohol in a glass, but actually you're slipping around.
Literally what it is. Mm. So,
but not 40% all the way.
Deliciousness of whiskey, aged in Cab Sav wine barrels, stirred down with some white port and some Rouge Vermouth. Gentlemen,
it's
enjoy.
It's golden in colour, which is kind of funny considering it's had the Dolan, which is kind of like a red wine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how much it's sort of... like a golden pineapple.
Golden brown texture like sun.
I'm not going to say pee, because if you're peeing this, you should probably drink a little bit more water.
Oh. Could be the morning after a bender.
Kind of in that zone, though. It's that.
But when would you put this drink in, slide this drink into your night?
Into your repertoire.
Mm.
It's quite a...
It's pretty good over Weet-Bix.
It's kind of got a full mouth feel. There's a little bit of sweetness in there.
Yeah.
It's scooped out in the mids, though. There's like a strange... might take a few sips for me to get my head around this one. So it's a quite adult, this drink.
It's definitely a whiskey. It's definitely a whiskey.
Yeah, it's big.
Was I leaning this much before I started drinking the drink?
No,
I don't think so.
No.
Sorry.
Okay. No. You kind of got to paint me like one of your French girls pose going on.
It's good. What's interesting about
this? And a glint
this.
In your eye.
Oh, I went a bit hard on that one. I'm just going to keep sipping.
What's interesting
one.
Is it definitely tastes like a whiskey drink, even though it's kind of...
More refreshing.
It's got the double wine in there.
Yep.
You know, it's got the red and the white kind of port / vermouth.
So the whole there is, I mean, it's a wonderful whiskey. It's a really nice whiskey. It's a cheap whiskey. A lot of people write single grain whiskey off as, single malt's the best.
What's the damage on the Teeling?
The Teeling would go for
$59.99.
Oh, there you go.
$60.
Yeah. Round. But the amazing thing is, it's great. It's delicious. It tastes marvelous.
Are you going to put a little gold sticker on it that says, John says it smells great?
I think Will needs to put his
yes.
in.
Yes.
Will? Yeah, I'm lacking a microphone. It tastes... Okay, this is what I'm thinking. It tastes kind of like you're at your grandpa's house sitting on like a really mean old rug or something, and he just hands you this sick drink, and the smell and the atmosphere fills you. It's beautiful.
Especially in one of these like old ashtray style glasses. Yeah. Does send off that
vibe. And the marvellous thing about what Will just said is probably the only place you'll find white pours is in your granddad's house.
This will actually be a great drink for playing some pool, because there's no ice in it. It's not going to melt. It's already where it's going to be. Yeah. So you can set it down. Just cane the table. Come back to your drink.
I think you are on the money there. I feel like you were getting the zone as well.
The super cool thing.
Real quick.
Yeah.
If you're at home and you just don't have room in the freezer to make ice, because who does? Let's be honest. Just push the bag of peas and corn over to one side and put your glasses in the freezer for 20 minutes.
Agreed.
You can just pour your booze straight into your frozen glass, and that will. Be enough.
Actually, also, if you want to keep it cold, you could use those random plastic things that people seem to have that are ice, but they don't melt into the drink kind of ice.
Yeah, I've always
good excuse to use those rank little things.
Whiskey stones are always good. You just got to watch your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so easy to make. We've gone 40ml Teeling single grain. We've gone 15ml white port. We've gone 15ml Dolan Chambéry vermouth in half a shaker. Stir with some ice, or pourry with some ice, and strain into a chilled glass.
Yeah. And basically, the two halves of your cocktail shaker, ice in each.
Yeah.
Make it in one half of it and pour it between.
Just to, like, make sure the dilution doesn't get too much.
Yeah, you're looking for a chill factor and what you call aeration. You're just getting some air into the drink.
Sweet.
Perfect. Thank you very much, my
You're
friend.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Very nice.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Teeling Irish Whiskey.